We're talking with Steve Thompson with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Steve, let's talk a little bit about something that is kind of an annual rite of passage for Farm Bureau, your grassroots area meetings, your August area meetings that are coming up starting the middle of the month of August.
Yes, Ron, that's right. We're very excited. It is something we look forward to really year-round, and particularly coming off the spring and the summer, and particularly after the year that we have had, is to get back out on the road and go to our folks, get to meet with them. We have 11 of those August area meetings all around the state, kick off the second week of August, and really every Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday night for the rest of the month, our team will be in some community scattered all around the state to hear what's on the mind of our members, share a few updates from Oklahoma City and Washington, D.C. with them. And it's really the beginning of our policy development process, where we get to have a conversation, and then from there they move into each county's resolutions process and on up through the chain. So we're excited. It is truly one of the highlights of our year to be able to spend so much time with our members, and not just asking them to come to Oklahoma City to an event. It's we pack up our teams from all across the Federation and go to them and meet them on their terms and find out what's going on in their areas.
I know that obviously you've been working with other ag organizations on some pretty significant issues. I'm sure you're giving a lot of that feedback back to the counties that they can then chew on a little bit. What are the things that you're really thinking that are going to come out of these August area meetings as far as policies?
Well, first and foremost, I think we're going to have a strong conversation about the growing marijuana industry and what rules and regulations are appropriate and what might be dangerous coming out of that industry, and what might be dangerous if we were to adopt new rules and regulations that affect other parts of the business world and agriculture. So that's going to be an educational thing for all of us, because it has grown up so fast. We learn something new about that every day. We'll talk a lot about the cattle market. As you know, we're a big beef cattle state, and so a lot of people concerned about some of the pressures there. So we'll talk about policies and procedures that are going on from Washington, D.C. all the way down. We've been working closely with the Tax Commission on our ag sales tax exemption carried over from this last year, and so we want to find out what's working and not working. We made some changes there last year. We may have to make some more. So I think we really need an update from our folks on that. And
any real major feedback of things not working?
It's been a really rough summer in regards to that, but I think it was slow going, but I think we might have finally got the Tax Commission to where they are implementing the new changes, and that might get better. But we did have some problems with some folks in June and July as they were trying to renew. A third of those permits expired this June, and we did have some bumps in the road there. We think things are better, but we need to find out from them whether or not we have actually solved some of those problems. So those I'd say are the highlights that we're going to dig into, and hopefully we learn some things that we need to be worrying on in the Oklahoma City office that we don't know for now. I feel confident those issues will come up, and we'll each try to have a good visit with each other, but there'll always be something we learn in each community we go to that wasn't on our radar yet that needs to be. So we look forward to finding out what that might be.
And, of course, this is the start of the whole process going toward resolutions for your November meeting.
That's right. That's right. This hopefully spurs the conversations that the county leadership thinks on and works on, and then they'll pretty much immediately have their own local county resolutions meeting that then they move to their official county meeting. And those that approved by the county then move to our state resolutions meeting in October, and then ultimately back to our big annual convention in November in Norman. And that's how we'll develop our policy priorities for 2022.